Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today for God Is. I want to remind you about a very special, exciting announcement. I have great news for you. God Is has a brand new website. It is ready for you to visit. On your web browser, type in godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. On the homepage, you will find every day's podcast for you to listen to. At the top and bottom of the page, you will see links to our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram. Click on the links for Facebook and Instagram, like our pages, and follow us. And tell others about God Is as well. And listen to this. The God Is podcast will be available to you starting right away, like right this second, on Apple iTunes, Google Play, and Pocket Casts, which are three of the most popular podcast services. You can get God Is anytime, anywhere as a podcast. All of this is completely free of charge. The podcast is waiting for you on Apple iTunes, Google Play, and Pocket Casts. On the website, just click the link on the bottom left-hand corner marked Subscribe to Podcasts. This is all you have to do. Go to www.godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. Right there on the homepage, with just one click, you can get any podcast you want, listen directly on the website, or to subscribe to the God Is podcast for iTunes, Google Play, or Pocket Cast, click Subscribe to Podcasts. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, liking our pages and commenting there. This is all very easy to do. I want to strongly encourage you to go to godisministry.org today or tonight and check it out. If you have any questions, email me at my new email address, mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. I'm happy to answer your questions. Isn't this great news? I hope and pray all of you will visit the website as soon as our time together ends. And now, let's get back into the book of Job. Yesterday, we came to the end of Act 1. I've outlined the book of Job into three acts, and Act 1 covered Job chapter 1, beginning at verse 6, and the first 10 verses of Job chapter 2. As we get ready for the drama to begin again, up there on stage, I have five introductory comments. Think of this as us talking, getting situated in our seats in the theater. This is some chit-chat between us before the action gets underway, as we return to our seats following the intermission. First, as I teach Act 2, I highly recommend you read Job chapters 3 through 37. You say, well, that's a lot of reading, Swallow. True, but what if you read a chapter a day? What if you read a couple of chapters a day? What if you read the chapters we discussed in the course of a few days? I think this is doable for you. The only question is, do you want to make that kind of investment in the book of Job? I hope that you will take my word for it when I tell you that if you'll read the Bible in partnership with my teaching here on God Is, then you will get much more out of it. I'll cue you as to what chapters we will be discussing on each broadcast and podcast, and I hope you will read or have read to you from an audio Bible that passage. We will now enter Job chapters 3 through 37. Second introductory comment. Here's how I'm going to teach Job chapters 3 to 37. I'll work my way systematically through each chapter in the order in which we find them. So we will start in chapter 2, verse 11, and go all the way through the end of chapter 37. Yes, I know this may seem like a lot, but we want to be sure to cover every aspect of this unfolding story in some measure of detail. Pray for me that I will do this wisely, and pray for you that you will pay close attention and learn from God. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. Which brings me to this third introductory comment. If I skip over a verse that is of interest to you, email me or write to my post office box with your question or comment about that verse. Obviously, given our time limit, I cannot cover every verse. So write to me if I miss one that you are dying to have an interpretation for. This is a good time to remind you of my addresses. The email address is new, mark@godisministry.org. That's M-A-R-K at godisministry.org. And the mailing address is still God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. I'm giving you some introductory comments on Act 2 in the book of Job. We're just having some chit-chat in our seats before the curtain goes up again, and here's my fourth introductory comment. I will do my best to make chapters 3 to 37 practical to you. I want to try and apply these chapters to our lives. All throughout my Bible, I have comments written to myself. God has been busy speaking to Mark Swallow in this study. I do not know about you, but I have heard him loudly and clearly here. In fact, the more I read, the more I could not believe how much this applied to my life and what I am going through right now. How about you? Do you have a similar experience when you read the Bible? And that brings me to this fifth introductory comment. I'll be interested to see how you find the reading in these chapters in Job. Will you find this easy reading? Hard? Will you get started but give up? Will you have to sort of force yourself through it? My beloved and beautiful wife is reading the book of Job and joining us for these podcasts, and I asked her about the reading. She told me it was hard to read. She said this reads like poetry, and added that she was not good at reading poetry, never was, dating back to her school years. And I told her this reads like poetry because it is poetry, Hebrew poetry. Friends, the writing here is majestic. As I told you in our overall introduction, this is a fabulous piece of writing, but that makes it sometimes hard to read. If you're like most people, Job chapters 1 and 2 and chapters 38 through 42 are easy to follow and interesting, but chapters 3 to 37 are hard to read and seem boring. Anyway, I thought that was a very insightful comment by my wife, and I share this with her permission, by the way. I wonder what your experience has been or will be reading the middle chapters of this awesome book. Oh, I'll stop talking now. Look, the curtain is about to be lifted. This is Act 2, Scene 1 in Job chapter 2, verse 11, through the end of Job chapter 3. This act is going to be full of words. As in all great dramas, there are both dialogues and monologues. And here in Act 2, we have plenty of both. And in Job chapter 2, verses 11 through 13, here come Job's three friends. And I believe they are real friends, full of sincerity. They have come to mourn with him. And they must have been stunned, shocked, when they see their friend Job. Listen to Job chapter 2, part of verse 12. When they lifted up their eyes at a distance and did not recognize Job. Of course they did not. You have heard of a rags-to-riches story? Well, this is a riches-to-rags story. This is the super wealthy tech tycoon living large on an expensive piece of property in the suburbs who is suddenly a poor, destitute street sleeper with nothing. Job has gone from home and family and possessions to sitting alone on a garbage dump, scratching at his sore boils with an old chunk of pottery. Certainly, Job didn't buy into the health, wealth, prosperity teaching we have around the churches today. Are you kidding? He honored God with his whole life, and this is where he ends up. He is stripped of all his wealth and stripped of all his health, and here come his friends to supposedly comfort him. Job 2, verse 13 tells us they sat with Job 7 days and 7 nights with no one saying a word. The friends saw that Job's pain was very great. Oh, yes, it was, and it gets worse. Look down at verse 1 of chapter 3 if you have your Bible with you. Job 3, verse 1 says, "Afterward Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth." Wow, what a change from what we read last week. Remember that God has sovereignly allowed Satan an opening in the hedge of protection around Job, and Satan is on the move, relentless in his attack on Job. Job is living in poverty. His children are dead. His wife has no compassion for him, and Job is sick, physically ill. He is really sick. This emerges as a theme in these chapters we look at. In fact, Job is so sick he wants to die. He curses the day of his birth. Moving ahead swiftly, listen to Job 3, verse 16. Or like a miscarriage which is discarded, I would not be as infants that never saw light. Job 3, 16. Job wishes he was never born, but if born, then he wishes that he was a stillborn. He is so down that he wishes his mother had a miscarriage of him. Listen to Job 3, verse 26. I am not at ease, nor am I quiet, and I am not at rest, but turmoil comes. Well, Satan has been effective, hasn't he? What a vile enemy we have. Perhaps we can best summarize what Satan did to Job by contrasting how Job feels in Job chapter 1, verse 21, with how Job feels in Job chapter 6, verse 4. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That was Job 1, part of verse 21, the words of Job. But listen also to Job 6, verse 4. For the arrows of the Almighty are within me, their poison my spirit drinks. The terrors of God are arrayed against me. This is also Job speaking over in Job chapter 6 at verse 4. Satan causes Job to doubt God's love for him. Wow, what an impact the devil has made. He takes the opening that God allowed for in Job's hedge of protection, and Satan rushes right in. Satan is ruthless. Well, we end here for today, but we'll start again at this point tomorrow. So I hope that you will join me again tomorrow for God Is. As I prepare to sign off now, I want to remind you to visit godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. The free podcast awaits, as does lots of other content for you to explore. For example, if you'd like to get to know who I am a little bit better, then go to the website and click on About Pastor Mark. Click on the contact link and send me a message that way. Visit our Facebook and Instagram pages. And then join me again tomorrow on Friday as we continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.